Julia Klatt Singer, as described by her son, is a long-haired, wild-eyed, sweater-wearing poet and thief. Here's Julia Klatt Singer.
The Collector. I tell you it was a dream, except he woke me, asked me if I wanted to come along. I slipped out of my pajamas and into the jeans and t-shirt I'd worn that day. Sitting in Mom's seat, I rolled the window down, let the cool night air swirl in. He pulled down a farm road and slowly made his way to a stand of trees. The engine off, the car filled with the sound of crickets. From the trunk he got a flashlight, an old ice cream bucket, and two paintbrushes. I reached for the butterfly net, but he said we wouldn't need it. I followed him and the small moon the flashlight made down a path through the trees. We only painted certain trees, oaks, I think, with the mixture of caro syrup and beer he had in the bucket. A dozen trees later, we headed back to the car to get the mason jars. I tell you it was a dream, the way the moths slowly circled, a low, almost motionless flight. Sphinx and Luna, big, beautiful. He had me hold my hand out to let one land. They looked like they were sleep flying, dreamy and calm. They came for the sweet sugar of the syrup, and the beer intoxicated them, my father said, as he slowly slipped them into jars. He only took three or four, ones he needed for his collection. I tell you it was a dream, except some of them died, would be mounted on a long pin with an enameled tip. When I dream of that night, of the frogs in the ditches and the crickets and how Jupiter broke his way through the clouds as we drove home, I try to stop it at the slow circling, at the beauty of their wings outstretched, the summer night air that was their bed.